here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 190 of the 8-Bit Geek. The 8-Bit Geek is a lot like a new console launch. Kind of like the Sega Dreamcast. Some call it the greatest of all time, yet no one purchased it. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who only own a Dreamcast and are holding on hope for a re-release.
Doug doesn't want to answer that.
I cannot hear a word you're saying. Just because of that fucking music. So my name's Doug.
I'm Kevin. Hi.
You know what? I have missed a huge opportunity this week, because if we get it fixed for next week, I could have said anything and you motherfuckers would have had to been like, Doug and Kevin. Damn it.
It's the audio thing. I don't know what it is. When that's playing, we can't hear you. It like cuts your audio out completely.
Yeah. So. It'll be perfect for the podcast. No one on the people on the podcast will be like, "What the fuck are they talking about?"
It sounds fine. That sounded great. I can't hear it.
Right.
It sounds like just garbled mess. I was like, I don't know what you're saying right now.
So we should have audio fixed for next week's show. We should. If not, then Doug will have to buy me a new PC.
Nope.
Hey, you got the corporate card. Put it on the card.
Yeah, you have the credit card.
Along with getting us some vibes.
I don't know what you think this is. Just it is a
tax write-off.
It is
tax
a write-off. Debit card. It is not a credit card.
Tax write-off. It's cool.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Put it on the card.
Ants, hashtag it. Mark it. Put it on the card.
Hashtag put it on the card. Yeah, how has that not been?
Well, no. I think that's just been between the texts and stuff and not necessarily on the show.
Or hashtag charges to the game.
No, this isn't 2002.
Dude, at least 2008. Give it some credit.
The game is to be sold, not to be told. Little Snoop Dogg for you. That was free.
Hey, don't hate the player, hate the game.
That was like 1978.
Okay, that was 1999.
Really?
It's 1999!
Oh,
Limp Bizkit in the house!
No, don't. That is no.
Ah, man. All right. Well, if you like
chocolate
our
starfish
and the hot dog flavored water.
Sorry, I just really wanted you to move on and then interrupt you.
It was great. We could do that all night.
No, we can't.
Well,
the room's population will dwindle.
You just guarantee that it will. If you like our banter, you can always subscribe to us right here on Audio Boom, which is our main sponsor. They give us all of our airwaves and we thank them for it. From there, you can always subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and all of the other places like Google Play and anywhere you find podcasts. We're there. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And of course, every Monday night, we record live on Twitch. So come check us out, enjoy the show, and hang out with some cool people that are always in the chat. Okay? Let's see. We've got some shows to pimp out real quick before we get into our stuff. We got 8-Bit Legends, which is doing great. We're on week 4 coming up. We've got 3D, which is Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives. They're working on their mid-season shows. They're like in episode, what, 20, 25 so far? 10?
26, 27.
27.
Yeah, 27, yeah.
And then, of course, we got Brainberry Tarts. They are still in their infancy, but they are a really fun duo of chicks. If you're a geek, guy or girl, you're going to love them. They talk a lot about shitting themselves, so go check.
Yeah. So if you love
every episode, it's a story of someone shitting themselves.
Yep.
In fact, I propose that they change their name to Queefberry Parts, but it got shot down.
It instantly got shot down real quick.
I don't understand. I thought it was really good. Very, it's very specific to their market, I feel.
Damn.
Let's see. You have you okay? So Doug is a mastermind behind this next show that we are launching on November 1st. It is called 8-Bit Saga. What is it? I'm gonna let Doug explain it because he is the DM.
8-Bit Saga is a Star Wars D&D podcast that we've started recording. We recorded our first D&D session back in October. We've been editing the episodes. Our first episode launches Friday, November 4th. And it's going to be awesome. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's funny. It's Jer and I and like four of our friends. Mm-hmm. And it is, it's fun. And so if you like Star Wars, if you like D&D, if you like people role-playing and as just like a bunch of fucking idiots, it's really funny.
And I will tell you this, little insider tidbit here. You get Marky Mark the entire time. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, they lost me as the viewer.
Oh, dude, it's so funny. It's so fucking funny. It's so fucking funny. And then I'll go ahead. Our buddy Caleb is playing a Duros like smuggler. A Duros. It doesn't matter. If you've seen Star Wars, you'll know who they are. But and his voice sounds like George Bush, George W. Bush. It's so fucking funny. Like it's just and the shit he says because he's like a Han Solo esque. Like kind of skis ball. I don't know. Like,
oh yeah.
Just he wants to just bang these chicks and stuff. And just but imagine George W. Bush saying it. It's so fucking funny.
And it's so out of character for him too because he's playing this character. And every time he says a line, he instantly regrets. You see it, the look of terror on his face. It's just. Everybody busts out laughing. It's so good.
Wait, would you see it or you hear it?
Well, we see it. You're going to hear it.
Yeah. There's like one time, and I forget what episode it's in, he says something like, oh, yeah, I saw that on that slut. And like when he says slut, you can just, he's like, that slut. Like you can hear it. You can hear him like cringe. Because it was one of those, he just said it because that's what his character would say, but like immediately was like, oh, God, I just said that. Like, and it's really funny. And then, I don't know, people just goofing. It's a good time. So 8-Bit Saga. Next Friday, November 4th, episode 1. And then it'll be I think, every other week release. So
awesome.
We're having a blast.
It is a lot of fun. We're about to record the next one coming up here in what?
November 5th. November the next 5th. Day.
Yeah, the next day.
And that'll be the next mission, which you guys probably won't hear. Like, those won't be released until, like, January, I think, based on the release schedule.
But you'll get a whole bunch of cool stuff in between. So,
oh yeah, there's like we got like four episodes out of that one session we recorded. So,
that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're missing out, Kev. You should really move to Texas so you could be a part of this.
All right, I'll be right there.
Cool.
I'll be away now. I'm gonna see you guys later.
It'd be really cool if we had the way for him to walk out of his frame and then just like, and I'm like, oh shit,
and then
like,
walk right into one of ours.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck, Kev? Hey, how's it going?
One day we're gonna create that.
It's going to be great, for real. We're going to go back. We're going to go back to this episode. 190, mark it, ants. 190.
I'm going to need you to like send me a picture of like your desk without you there or whatever. Like
we're
going to
green screen it in. Yeah,
yeah, we'll green screen it in. Yes,
that'd be great.
That's a good idea.
We're full of it tonight.
One other thing that I want to talk about real quick before we get into the fun is 8-Bit Horror Fest. We're going into our last week next week. And we're watching a movie that I don't care for. What's it called? What's it going to be called? No, we already watched Hush.
Oh, I thought that's.
Oh, that releases Wednesday. So this Wednesday you'll get Hush. Next week you'll get what?
Then we're going to release this next Monday, which will be Halloween. We'll be watching Behind the Mask.
Behind the mask, the Rise of Leslie Vernon.
Yeah,
it is awesome.
So
if you have not seen this film yet, go ahead, find it, and it is great.
Yeah, yeah, so, and I'm going to need you to get me that from the store.
yeah, I'm going to go to the store after this and go get
it. Pick it up.
Yeah.
So Wednesday we have Hush, and then Friday we actually have a review from our boys over at We Talk Games. And they watched, what'd they watch, Kev?
Boys at We Talk Games, they watched In the Mountain. Wait, no. Fuck, what did they watch?
That was someone else.
Movie Films, which is released. You can check them out.
Way to go, Kev. I thought you prepped for this.
No, because they were doing Waxworks, and then they changed their mind.
RoboDig, tell us in the chat. But yeah, we just released this last week.
RoboDig.
In the Mouth of Madness. That was by Movie Films. They did a one, and it was awesome.
Yeah. So check all these out. We're coming to an end. We also have the 8-Bit Horror Fest t-shirts that are on our store. They're only going to last another week. So, and then they're gone forever. So
if you want one,
go there and get it. I know that they're a little expensive, $20 to $25, but it goes to a good cause, which is us. We're the cause. So, okay.
And Deb says Brainberry has two more coming out for Horror Fest as well.
Cool. That's right.
Get to posting them, Deb. What the fuck are you doing?
Okay, let's get on with some fun. Let's do some fun with misconnections, okay? So every week we take real ads from the misconnection sections of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we do ad-lib a little bit here and there. I was going to say here wax. I don't know why. Yeah, we definitely can't make it up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
You know what the good thing about the audio not working is? I can't fuck up the music. No one's complained.
Oh, you can.
No one's complained in weeks. It's been so nice.
Because you know what? It's been weeks since we've heard the music.
I know.
Yeah, we should have just guessed. We should have just been like, you forgot the music. You'll see her the
yeah. We really should have.
They've been great.
That would be so funny.
Okay. Well, Sean Pennis, where you at, bro?
Oh, what's up, fellas?
I love how long it takes for you to get into the character. Like, your head goes cocks back a little bit, and you're clear.
What character?
Clear your throat.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sean needs to come in the room. You got to give him a few seconds to enter the room. What are you talking about?
Yep, your guys are completely right.
Yeah, fuck off, Jer. Shut up. This is my show now.
Yeah, don't work yourself into a shoot, brother.
This one's for blah. Male for women. Hide this posting.
Fuck.
He tried to lead it. Wasn't fast enough. I so should have stuck to the plan. For shit.
What plan?
So known you have a million emotions. I do too. I want to tell you, damn girl, I like you.
Damn girl.
Damn girl.
I don't want to push you away. How do I tell you I do want to cuddle and watch scary shit?
Wow.
I wish I could have kissed you instead of hugged you.
Like no hug, just a kiss? That's
Wait,
weird.
So you wish you wish...
I wish like I could have like kissed you instead of hugged you, but I have no idea how I make you feel, ha ha.
Sounded kind of sarcastic there, Sean. Was that sarcastic?
Sean,
you still there?
I'm just reading what I wrote. And so I get it. I think you're both beautiful and sexy. I'm not mad you left at all. I just feel like a bigger piece of shit than you.
Damn, wait, so you're calling her a piece of shit?
Yep.
Wow. Well, all right.
Blah, I want to be friends, but I can so see myself dating you. Time.
Okay.
Blah. I don't even think you'd feel that way about me.
Oh.
Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
It's her loss, Sean. It's her loss.
Thanks.
Hey, you know what? More Swisher Sweets for you.
Oh, shit!
Time.
Did you guys see the commercial for the Swisher Sweets that were pre-dumped?
No.
Pre-dumped?
pre-dubbed Christmas sweets. God. Jer should know what I'm talking about. He watches Atlanta.
Yeah. Hey, did you pick up your Dodge yet?
Hey, real quick, did you watch last week's episode of Atlanta?
The club? Yeah, I watched that.
The end of that episode where they're outside and the car drives by.
Oh yeah.
It fucking killed me. It's so fucking funny. Oh my god.
You guys gotta see Atlanta. It's so good. Viewer or listeners, you have to watch Atlanta with Donald Glover.
Do you watch Atlanta?
No, I was putting that as a mental note to myself. I've gotta watch Atlanta, guys.
Oh, you really do. It'll bring you back to Chicago when you were growing up in the hood.
Yeah, because it's in Atlanta, so it reminds you of Chicago.
Exactly. Yeah. Here's the deal. The same architects were used for Atlanta as Chicago. So it's almost like a carbon copy city.
That is most definitely not true.
No, are you pretty sure? I've been to Atlanta and I've been to Chicago.
Yeah, I've been to both. Jer, I know for a fact you haven't been to either, so shut up.
Damn, Jer. I'm blessed.
You know, when I try to put a bit together, you guys always shoot it the fuck down. Can we not tell that Jeremy's being sarcastic when he's talking about the goddamn architect being the same?
No.
Jer, it's your turn to read one.
Oh, really?
No, it's O'Reilly.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Parts O'Reilly. Driver. From sunset to eastern, I'm a male with a woman, sunset and eastern. To the hot little blonde MILF in the Daisy Dukes driving the auto parts mini pickup. Now, how I saw you at Daisy Dukes on?
I was creeping. Yeah, right? I'm assuming she wasn't standing and driving.
I was creeping. I saw her. You know, I saw you parked 2000 office industrial complex 2 to 3 times a week.
Wow.
You always wave and smile. Yesterday, that smile got brighter and bigger when I added the tongue wave. You know, do you guys know what the tongue wave is?
No.
It looks like this. That's what that is. Mm-hmm.
I assumed
it was like the V with the fingers. And they're like,
No, that's the lick wave. That's the lick with the vagina wave. I did the tongue wave. Yours are like this.
I can't handle it, guys.
Anyway, anytime you want to park that truck, walk inside, lean back in my office chair, enjoy a comfy couch, pull out the sofa sleeper in the office, enjoy some hot pussy licking.
Oh, my God.
I'd love to give those hot, sexy thighs a nice ear massage with my tongue.
Oh, what? How do you give an ear massage with your tongue?
Well, I'll tell you if you want to listen.
Well, it definitely says while my tongue, not with my tongue, but...
No, you missed it. I said I'd love to give those hot, sexy thighs a nice ear massage while my tongue brings you a wave of orgasms. I didn't even get to that
the first time.
Wave, tongue, ear, thigh, orgasm.
Oh.
I'm always in the office alone when you go by after 2:30 p.m. Come get a sample of this tongue that made you smile so big.
Oh. My stomach hurts now.
I wonder if it worked.
I'll bet it didn't.
You wonder what?
I said, I wonder if this ever, like, something that ever works.
No.
Like, this one specifically. Like, what if, like, tomorrow, he's just like, oh, there she goes again. And then he's like, oh, shit, she's coming this way. Oh, shit.
What do I do?
There's a restraining order. She's serving me.
She's like, all right, get that tongue out. And you're like, oh, I was just joking. I didn't know. Oh, damn. Oh, no.
Ant says my whole body just involuntarily cringed and shriveled. I died inside.
Yeah. I mean, I dried up.
Robo Dick says, LOL, get a sample of this tongue. Anytime you guys want me to wave with my tongue, you just let me know.
We'll do that. Oh. Never.
Kevin, you're up.
Yeah, check this out, man. I just wasn't having it this week. So, you know, it's just one of them weeks, you know what I'm saying? I was a Dodgers fan, and, you know, the Dodgers ain't going nowhere now.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, I went to Walmart, and I just fucking went to Walmart. So there's a girl at Upland Walmart, male for women, of course. This is in Upland, California. My body, average. My height, 5'7". I'm a little shorter this week. That's 170 millimeters for you Canadians out there.
I mean, is that because you're shorter because you're sulking or depressed? Your shoulders are down a little bit?
You know what? Hey, we all have odd times, you know?
Yep,
I'm just feeling a little low. I'm feeling a little low, so mm-hmm. my height's getting low with me.
Okay, yeah.
So what? Basically, blah, blah, blah. Pretty girl with white sweater. Had a pink logo. Blah, pretty, blah, pretty. The end. Velvet Jones. I'll see you next season. Bleed blue.
Man, so we started with a depressing misconnection.
Conversations.
And then we ended with this.
You just waited as long as it could to yeah. just sneak that in.
I'm just not feeling it this week, boys.
Is All it right. because you went to go see Madea Halloween?
Yeah, was it not good?
Who the fuck goes to see Madea? Ain't nobody going to see Madea. Well, apparently a lot of people went to see Madea.
Yeah, it was number one at the box office.
Oh, man. People were fucking out of their mind.
I don't know.
Did you guys watch SNL this weekend with Black Jeopardy?
It was yeah. awesome.
So fucking funny.
Tom Hanks kills everything.
Like, I was like he did the... just answers all of them correctly. Like, oh shit, Doug, you're not bad.
Yeah, and then yeah. they were like, what lives matter? And he's like, well, it had to end some point.
Yeah, he's like, it was fun while it lasted.
He's like, well, I've got a lot to say about that. Well, Doug, it was fun while it lasted. We'll be back after this commercial. Like,
yeah, it was
sorry.
It was great.
I think there was a Madea question in there somewhere or whatever. I don't remember what, but it was funny.
Let's see. Jack Reacher came out. It's called Never Go Back. That's a funny title, right? Jack Reacher, Never Go Back.
Based off a book, I think it's a book series. Jack Reacher Around?
Yeah, Never Go Back.
Yeah. Never Go ATM. That's what it is. Jack Reacher, Never Go ATM.
Well, that made $23 million, but number one was Boo. Boo. A Madea Halloween. Megan,
Madea,
27.
Please.
It's Madea.
Really?
Yeah.
How many Madea movies have you seen?
All of them.
None.
Good. Neither have I, so
okay.
we both agree.
That made $27.6 million. Yeah, real popular. Real popular. Ouija, Origin of Evil, made $14 million, so it probably made back its budget.
Never even heard of it.
What?
Well,
yeah, I didn't even see any previews for it or anything.
I saw previews for it, and I turned it the fuck off.
Oh, that sounds pretty typical.
They were pretty. I didn't see a lot of mine. They're very like few and far between. But surprisingly, it has a 7.0 out of 10 on IMDb. And I have some friends that went and saw it this weekend on like Facebook. They were posting like, it's actually pretty good, which is like pretty crazy because I'm pretty sure the original Ouija movie sucked dick.
Well, this thing. It's already made its money back, like, double. It cost $6 million to make, and it's made $14 million. So,
dang.
Ouija 2.
This is the second one.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was just... I just thought it was Ouija, and then it got a subtitle.
I was under the assumption this was a sequel to the Ouija film that came out, like, 3 years ago. Ouija 2014. Like, it's gotta be. Yeah, it's like the same. It's the same. Yeah, so this is a sequel. So this is already number two. Which, that's why it's surprising, because I didn't think the first one did very well. But, no, it made its money back tenfold. It was $5 million for that budget, and it made, in the U.S., $50 million.
damn. So they were just like, all right, no brainer. And let's go with the same,
okay,
same budget.
Let's take a quarter of that and make another movie. Mm-hmm. Not even a quarter, like a fifth of that.
Yeah.
Fuck. So good. Can we make an investment like that? Do we got $6 million laying around?
We had $6 million laying around.
Yeah.
We would have $6 million laying around and we wouldn't have to be raising fucking money.
Yeah.
No, we'd still raise.
We'd all have vibes.
What is with you and these vibes? Really? What? You really want one?
If you really want one, like, why don't you put in, like, a request to get one from them? Like, hey, listen, we're a new tech startup, like, a podcast.
New tech startup.
Like, and we, like, really want to, like, test out your vibe and stuff. Like, man, we got a bunch of really good fan base of listeners, and they would really love to know what we think of the vibe. It'd be cool if we could get one.
Jeremy, go ahead. You're the greaser here. Send it off.
It's your idea.
Grease the wheels and then send it to me.
I grease the wheels and then everyone else gets the benefits.
Yeah, dude.
That's how it works. You knew?
I guess. I didn't know that. I just discovered that was happening today. That's all. Let's see. Let's get into some news. So the Han Solo story that's coming out in what, 2018? Yeah, 2018. It's being written and directed by Phil Lord and Chris Miller, which, if you don't know, they were from 21 Jump Street and the Lego movie. So excited for that. Like, really, really excited. That's it. I don't think you could have a better duo for something like this. So they're saying that they're going to show us at least one iconic piece of the smuggler's history. Now, they're saying that it could be the Kessel Run or the Cannonball Run.
Nope.
I don't
really.
Yeah. Oh, no. Sorry. I was right. What the fuck was I thinking?
Cannonball, I don't know.
The Kessel
we
Run.
We never know. Trust us.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, the Kessel Run. Yeah, that'd be cool. And you're like, the Cannonball Run? I was like, that's not a thing. And he did.
Yeah. No, it's in the extended universe.
You're trying to correct yourself? I thought you were just like listing off things we did.
Yeah, I was trying to correct myself. But then I thought about it. I was like, no, I had it right the first time, Jeremy. Yeah. You're good.
I can't tell if the Kessel Run would be cool. I hope we get to see him win the ship from Lando. Like, I hope that's kind of like...
That'd be cool.
Why Lando's in it, but also like that's like a 5-minute story. So if it was him winning it and then doing the Kessel Run with it, it'd be dope as fuck.
Are you guys on board for Lando's casting? That was kind of a small piece. You know, I wish that they would have made it a bigger news story than it was. You know, it was just like B page news. Nobody really made a big deal about it. Nobody really posted about it. You know, I'm just kidding. Everybody made a big deal about it. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's the fucking Star Wars movie, and they just cast, like, one, a really great actor who's, like, is gaining in popularity, I feel like, every year.
Yeah.
And then, like, no, it's fucking Lando. Like, of course it was going to be big news. It's huge.
Donald Glover. We're talking about Donald Glover, if you don't know. Donald Glover got casted as the young Lando Calrissian.
Pretty much from the second they announced who Han Solo was, the immediate next question was, well, who's Lando?
Did you have Donald in your?
Yes.
Was he your number one choice
absolutely.
The whole time?
From first, that was my first choice. If you had asked me, but I think we've even talked about it before. Like,
yeah, we've talked about it before.
Yeah, months ago, I've been like Donald Glover. Absolutely, you fucking kidding me? So.
Yeah. I'm excited, man. I loved him in Community. He was fantastic, even going back as far as Derek Comedy. Childish Gambino is killing it. Like I said, I have to watch Atlanta. I have not seen that yet.
But. You'll fall in love with it. It's ever since the first episode is just like, all right, you'll be hooked. It's nice. It's so funny. Deadpool 2 loses the director, Tim Miller.
Yeah.
He's out. And I guess it's because of some creative differences with Ryan Reynolds, which is really sad, right?
It's really strange just because they're both big Deadpool fans. There's got to be something that's really keeping them away, but it's just weird that they worked so hard together to get the first movie off the ground. Why would they shit all over it now?
Okay, you know? So this is something that's very strange. There's a rumor going around that Miller and the studio were in disagreement about who should be cast as Cable as well. Miller wanted Kyle Chandler, while the studio had their eye on Liam Neeson.
Oh, God.
That seems like a miscast, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but only time will tell. Right now, there is a, on change.org, there's a petition for fucking
Quentin Tarantino
to direct it. Like, is that what we do now when we want shit? Like, if we want something, we just start a petition on change.org and let the president sort it out.
Petition is a wethepeople.gov.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, can we make one and be like, hey, can a small podcast break it big? Start a petition.
Sign 3 votes. That's us.
No, we get 5. There's at least 2 more
That's
fans.
That's right. Ants and, yeah.
Yeah, we got 2 fans out there.
Link.
Josh Whedon is working on...
Excuse me? Who's Josh Whedon?
God damn it. Every time.
I really gotta know who Josh is.
Really?
Joss Whedon.
Is the H silent?
I don't
invisible?
Know. I always just say... it's why Joss? Josh Whedon.
Know. Maybe he's the one who did the cannonball.
Short for Jocelyn.
Is that true, Kevin?
Yes. Look it up. Wikipedia.
I don't know. You depend on Wikipedia a lot, and it seems to fail you sometimes.
Hey, Wikipedia is the most accurate news source ever. It also let me know that 50 Cent is a Welsh rapper. If you look it up, it's pretty funny.
What? I actually want to hear those rhymes.
His real name is Joseph Hill Whedon.
So not...
Joseph Joss.
Joseph does...
So if
what?
You want to call him Joss Whedon, Joss Whedon.
Joseph isn't even close to Joss.
Really?
My guess is that when he joined in Hollywood or whatever and he had to do the thing, there was probably already a Josh Whedon and Joseph Whedon, and probably just went with Joss.
He was just like, you know what? Just another S in there. We're good.
Joss, yeah. We know you listen to the show. Let us know. Just call us in one time. We'll give Jeremy's phone number over the air. Phone number is 913.
Yep.
424. I'll give it myself. I'm so lonely.
We should really get one of those Google numbers so people actually could call us.
I don't want that.
Jeremy does. Come on. You, especially at like 7 in the morning when you're the only one awake.
Mm-mm.
He's not the only one awake.
Okay, he's the only one active on Telegram in all caps.
No, that's definitely
7
true.
In the morning.
I got to say good morning to my peeps, and I don't know why you guys don't just give that energy back to me. I'm up. I'm alive.
You're fucking with my sleep time. That's why.
Kevin, your day, you're supposed to be in the office at 8 a.m., and you're just waking up at 7. Mm-mm. Your day got to start. You got to go for a run. You got to get some pancakes in your tummy, and you got to get on that drive.
Who do you think I am?
You make coffee? That's do you like thought. Coffee?
Who drinks coffee? Come on. Only assholes drink coffee. Right, Doug? As he's holding his coffee cup.
That's
it. The sad part is, it's now empty.
It doesn't.
See, he's not drinking coffee. So
oh, my God. Asshole. Have you been acting this entire time? Because that looks like a completely clean cup.
No. I drank all of it.
You've just
I
been
drank,
like.
I drank it clean. No, see, look, there it is.
Okay.
There's some coffee.
At first, I'm like, is he just. Does he have a fucking prop cup?
Coffee's disgusting. I do not drink that.
It's like when Andrew Dice Clay stopped smoking, but he still had a cigarette like in his ear. It's and then he'd bring it out every once in a while. It would be unlit, but he'd be having it in his mouth.
Doug's like, I hate fucking coffee. You know what? This beard's not even fucking real. He just pulls off. He's like, I've been living a lie.
And then I take my hat off and my long flowy hair comes down.
It's stuck to the hat.
I was just like, whoosh. And you guys are like, what the fuck?
I'm
like,
peels off all his tattoos.
And then I fly away.
Damn.
Because I was Gabriel. I was the angel sent from heaven.
Well, that was a twist. That was M. Night Shyamalan twist right there. Yep.
I like
this episode directed by M. Night Shyamalan. Thank you. The end.
So Joss Whedon is working on a World War II horror film.
Ooh.
Well, that hasn't been explored too often.
No, the last time that was explored, we got Nazi zombies. Right? Has there been a lot of World War? I don't think there has, right?
Not really. I mean, I guess if you went back to some of the old movies from like the 40s, then there were. And I'm sure there's probably been some like Nazi zombie or zombie like or Nazi like experimental like crazy monsters since, but none necessarily set in during like World War II or around. It's, again, except for maybe the movies that were made in like the 40s and 50s, because I know there's some zombie movies that take place during the during that time, and they're fucking garbage. But
I'm trying to look at the news story to see if there's anything else to tell about this thing.
It's a historical
fiction slash horror movie about a time when the world was going insane, World War II.
It just depends on how they do it and what they do it about.
Yeah. I think he's pretty good.
You're pretty good.
He also made a comment saying that he wants to make a Star Wars movie, which he's already in with Disney, right? So he's got an in. Why not?
Yeah. With all the Marvel movies, yeah.
Yeah. But didn't he kind of get, like, fucked? I think he got tired.
I think it was the same thing that happened to him that happened with, what's his name?
Christopher Nolan?
No. Iron Man director.
Oh, Joss Whedon.
John Favreau.
So he had creative control over the first Iron Man, and then when Iron Man 2 came about, the studio, you know, started putting their nose in it and changing things up, and there was a lot of creative differences. And I think that's what happened with Joss as well. Like, the first Avengers was all his, and then the studio wanted to make changes for Age of Ultron, and he was just like, fuck this. And he was just burnt out.
Because I remember, like, I think not long after that movie came out, he was like, I'm never doing a Marvel movie again. Like, I'm done. I'm not making anything else for them. So that would be my concern, is like, does he want to go back to, while yes, you'd be working for Kathleen Kennedy and like Lucasfilm, it's still Disney, and Disney still is above Marvel. I know it's a different like hierarchy of like power and stuff, like who you report to make this movie, but I could see him being a little skeptical of that mouse money.
I think the only saving grace here is that I do think that Lucasfilm and Marvel are self-contained, and I think obviously Disney has some say, but I think that these two companies get to make the movies that they want to make, as long as it fits in Disney's parameters. That's what I'm saying.
Like, he doesn't get to, he's not really gonna be dealing with Marvel people, but in the end you're still dealing with Disney, and I don't know how much of their influence he had to deal with when making Age of Ultron, because I think it was not long after that they went like, hey, remember that guy that used to be in control of all this stuff, the one that was like a piece of shit that didn't want to pay anybody anything? Yeah, he's no longer in charge anymore. Like, so I mean, it could have just been that one dude for Marvel. Yeah.
This is true.
I want to see him do it.
I'd love to see him do it too. I think it'd be absolutely fantastic.
And then he can like bring in people from Firefly, and then it'll just be like, cool, everything's connected. Thank you.
Yes. One big connected universe.
Yeah.
We are going to get a new Willy Wonka movie.
No, we're not. Cool, let's move on.
Wow. Yeah, that's cool with me. Fuck this. Once again, stuff we don't need.
Yep. No, we're not.
Or want, really.
Okay, well.
Hold on.
It's coming from the Harry Potter producer.
Yeah, and David Heyman, like, he's all right. The Harry Potter movies are good.
Nope.
But why are we making this and then forgetting Johnny Depp's version ever existed?
Yes, because this is going to focus on Wonka's early adventures. So it's an adventure movie.
Okay. Well, there is a whole book about him going and finding like the Oompa Loompas and shit.
Yeah. So maybe this is it. We're not going to go into the factory. We're just going to be like, "Oh, hey, here's an adventure where we find out how bubblegum is made in the." So Captain Planet is getting a new movie from Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's like, I've got money to burn. Let's do a Captain Planet movie.
Well, he's a bit, if you know anything about his background, he's a big environmentalist, and he loves the tigers as well. So he's all about the world and saving it. And so he wants to probably use this as a vessel to spread that good news.
I don't know. The only way I'm back in this movie is if they get Don Cheadle to be Captain Planet.
Yes.
Duh. That has to absolutely happen. Absolutely. Like, if you haven't seen his shorts over on Funny or Die, is it Funny or Die? Or is it, was it College Humor?
No, it's Funny or Die.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's Funny or Die.
Black Captain Planet.
Oh, my God. Like,
tree. Oh, it's so good. Go watch that.
They did fall apart after that. Like, the first two were funny, and then they started to go downhill. But we'll always have those first two.
Indeed.
Here's some sad news. We'll start talking some video games now. But video game voice actors are going on strike. And
I thought you were jumping right into the Nintendo Switch. That.
This one, I thought this one was more important.
No, we're starting off with some really sad news.
Yeah.
Nintendo Switch is coming out. Yeah. Because apparently it's a thing we need.
No.
Oh, I'm buying it. Wait, hold on. Let's not get into that yet. You're switching subjects.
Sorry.
Oh, I see what you did there.
No, but seriously.
Thank you so much.
So the strike has started already. I said it was starting, but it started on the 21st. And I'm guessing that the main problem is that the scale doesn't fit, right? Because video games, I was reading up on this a little bit, so the facts aren't in here. But a video game starts turning a huge profit at 2 million sales. And so they want to scale it to where they get a bonus for every 2 million sold. So at 2 million, 4 million, 6 million, 8 million, they want to get a bonus. Right now, they're making $850 to $950 per day for work, and all they would like to make is that bonus to make $3,000 on the back end. So if a game sells 4 million copies, then they get a bonus check of $3,000. Which, you know, the argument is that they're hiring all these real actors, you know, for FaceTime, and they're spending 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 times the amount on them, and the voice actors who are putting in all this work aren't getting paid nearly as much. So I can understand where they're coming from.
And I think when they first started like bringing this all the stuff up, another thing they were mentioning was that like they a lot of these voice actors and stuff that are doing it are also like required to do some of the facial performing as well as some of the stunt work, which that's but still only getting paid for doing the voice work.
Did you
but
just
not
say
getting
facials?
No, the face work.
Oh, okay, I thought you said they're doing work. The facials.
No. They're only getting paid for the facials.
That's a whole nother movie that they're
sorry.
A whole other thing.
Sorry, that's not there. You're right. That was before they got their acting career.
Oh,
just kidding. But like they're not getting paid for the special effect or not the special effects, the stunt work that they're doing. In a lot of cases, and on top of that, a lot of the time, since it's considered voice work, they don't pull in the right professionals, and like stunt coordinators and safety like coordinators, and even like vocal performing, like to protect their voices, because these people have to like will yell in a box for 9 hours in some case, you know, obviously not all the time, but like, you know, you go to a video game, what's her face that did the voice of Lara Croft has talked about
Camilla
how,
Luddington.
Thank you. Mm. How like yeah, she's sitting in a room and you yell just variants, just different things, right? Just over and over and over and over again until they get everything that they need, and by the end of it, you're just hoarse and you're hoarse for weeks and you can't do anything because your voice is shot. So I know that was played into a lot of it too, where it's like you don't have the right people there for us, and you're not paying us enough for doing the on camera stuff. It's like that was like her; she did all of that for that game, and probably didn't get paid what she should have.
Yeah, they said that the voice actor, I wish I wrote the source down, but he's one of the biggest ones in the industry.
Nolan North?
No, he's in the Guinness World Book of Records as doing the most vocal work in video games.
Video games?
Yeah, he's done like 400 or something.
Sure, it's not Nolan North?
Yeah, it's definitely not. You're like, are you sure?
Are you 100% positive?
You know what? I think it could have been
Gilbert Godfrey.
No.
Oh, stop it.
Maurice LaMarche. Because he didn't really do video games, right?
Oh. John DiMaggio.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. John DiMaggio.
That's it. That's Joe DiMaggio. Right. Joe DiMaggio, I think. So anyways, so he says like, even when we do the extra work and do the extra, you know, things, we still get paid the same amount, which is like $850-$900 a day, which, you know, they need compensation. I think it gets worked out. You know, I hope it does anyways, or else Doug and I are going to be having some new jobs. Yeah,
right. Scabs.
It was John DiMaggio. We were right.
John DiMaggio. Okay. That's what I thought. Joe DiMaggio is like, wasn't that like a baseball player?
Yeah, Joe DiMaggio. Yeah,
Joe DiMaggio, yeah. Baseball player. Hey,
there
speaking
of... you go, Joe DiMaggio. People, blah, 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 blah.
I don't know. What's your name? Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, Mrs. Robinson, so that's on.
Here
yeah.
I go, mm-hmm. Mrs. Robinson. Have you heard the news that Nintendo Switch has come and out to play? Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey.
Boo, boo,
no,
boo.
No, no.
God, you guys are both against this, but I'm so for it.
Because it looks... like it's gonna suck. No Nintendo, it's gonna be like, look at all this cool stuff it does. And then like the day before it drops, like, ooh. No, oh no, it doesn't do that.
No, but this isn't
anticipate
this.
Said
that
this isn't
that.
This no, isn't no, the no, Xbox. No, no, no.
They're gonna pull
Doug.
A Trump? Nope, never
no,
said
no,
it.
No, 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 never said it, never said that.
I but, don't believe that. I think this is gonna be awesome. I am nope. fully on board. I have been
so
you
gonna
know,
buy one day one then?
I'll buy day one, yeah.
Oh, we have that recorded.
Yeah, no, I will definitely be on board for day one. I think
and
it's awesome.
How often are you gonna play it? I like how you're like, oh man, I can't wait till I have a DS. Never plays it. Gives yep. it to his son. Mm-hmm. It's just gonna be the same thing. Like, oh, I'm gonna buy this day one. I can't wait to play this. Here, Colin, have this because I'm bored with it.
No, because I'm gonna do things with it, like play the NBA 2K18 on
nope.
it.
No, you're not.
And I'm going to take it with
nope.
you. I'm going to come over to
your
house.
You're going
to
play it, and you're going to go, you know what plays a lot better than the Nintendo? Oh, that's funny. My fucking computer that I spent a fuck ton of money building.
No, you don't understand.
No, I do understand. I don't. You're not going to do any of this. You don't play shit anywhere, Jerry. You say you're going to play, take your DS, and you're going to play stuff, and you don't. You're wrong.
I have to support them.
You don't
this
have
is
to
an
support
intervention
anything.
Chair.
I want yeah,
to. You don't own Nintendo shit.
I own them everything.
Put the Nintendo controller down, Jer.
I haven't
in your family.
It's not even plugged into anything.
I haven't tattooed on my arm.
Yeah, that's basically everyone I know. They're like, you know. I was like, they're like so excited about it. I'm like, goodbye day one. They're like, fuck no.
Well, that's because you work with all those guys and you're friends with all those guys who
I do work
hate,
with a lot of guys.
Hate everything Nintendo because you're
no.
GameStop.
No. What?
Dude, I can't believe that you guys have been, you're switching on me.
Switching?
Because of the fact that we've spent the last like 2 years talking about this console coming out and
yeah.
then they finally announced it.
What has been my response ever since the beginning?
You want
Matt,
one?
Don't give a shit.
No, you said you have gone on record saying that you hope that Nintendo turns around and you want them to be back on. You said you want them to be like in the hearts of humans.
Focus on fucking software and yes. getting their games into more hands by allowing it to be on mobile and other platforms, such as their classic games onto PlayStation and an Xbox and PC, so they can make more money and get back on top and be good instead of putting out bullshit consoles that no one fucking wants or asked for. Thank you. Goodbye.
Everybody
Mike,
wanted this.
Mike just gave the zing of the night, and it's insulting to me and Jer. Jer, you sound like Kev talking about Battleborn right now.
Yeah, but everybody knew that Battleborn sucked.
Well, everyone knows Nintendo's going to drop the ball on this.
I have hope, okay?
Yeah, well, I had hope in Battleborn, and look where
you
we're
did.
At.
Okay, but what if... Okay, let me just say this. Let me just say what if here, okay? What if this thing has enough power... to play no. all the current gen games. We saw a couple on there. We saw a couple.
They were fucking bullshit.
This is the problem, though. We've talked about this. They're catching up on current gen while current gen is moving on.
Exactly.
Like,
I know.
When
guys.
The Wii U came out, everyone was super psyched about it until they heard the specs. And they're like, yeah, it's going to be like, you know, it's going to be up to gen.
I know. That's the only thing. That's the only
Xbox
thing that bothers me is that
PS3.
They're. That's the only thing that bothers me is that they're using a mobile chip. They're using the Tegra, which is a mobile chip. And now it can support Unreal 4, but so does iOS 10 supports it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just like a limited version of Unreal. Mm-hmm. So, yes, all that does bother me a little bit. But if it's in the right
tablet along with you, that's all it is.
Right. With controllers on it. Which is what we've been asking for these, right? Now, here's my wish. And I know it'll never happen, and I know it's a pipe dream. They release this thing, but they also realize that these are a thing because Nintendo's acting like they're not right now, because they're already in our hands. And my dream would be for them to just release the fucking Nintendo store on the... I've said this before.
That's what Doug just said like 5 minutes ago.
No. I'm talking about... Yes, he's talking about software. We've talked about that before, but I wish that they would just release their controllers, which they already said. So in conjunction with the Switch, I wish that they would do that. But
I don't know.
Day one.
Once again, I cautiously pessimistic, I would say, because I've been burned. I've owned every Nintendo system, sans the Virtual Boy, because they made like five of those. And every time I buy a system, I'm like, this is going to be great. Play it for a month, and then it collects dust because all you have are the Nintendo games. Because third party just loses support shortly after launch.
But aren't those Nintendo games just so good?
Since the GameCube.
Like, isn't it almost worth it sometimes when you play those first party games because they're just so well built?
Yes, the first party games are what drives. That's what keeps Nintendo in business. The thing is, there's only so many of those you can play. Once again, and there's only so many of them they can make at a time, to where your console just collects dust because third party. Like I said, third party just doesn't want to jump on board. The only way they're getting people on board nowadays is like the indie makers, because the indie folks don't know any better and they're like, fuck it, our game on all platforms.
Well, this does have a lot of third party support at launch, but again, so did the Wii U. So we'll have to see how it actually goes. Porting should be easier with this because they're using the Tegra, which is easy to port to. So I have my fingers crossed, and I'm hopeful. I know that Doug isn't, but they also just announced for the Nintendo Switch that Red Dead 2 is going to be an exclusive on it. So suck a dick, and you're going to have to buy one now, Doug.
No, I'm not, because you're full of shit. This is a terrible bit. Let's move on.
Yep. Damn. Doug, shut you down.
I just want a different host, like someone who's gonna have fun with me.
He's really cute though, so we gotta keep him.
It's true.
Look at him. Look at him
when he makes that face.
Look at him.
All right, you're back.
Yay!
Speaking of Red Dead 2, there is going to be select content available for the PlayStation 4 first, before the Xbox One, of course, because Xbox and Sony just swapped when it went to software exclusives. So. Last gen, it was all Xbox. This gen, it's all PS4. Because, seriously. I mean, A, they have the money to do it, and B, there's more PS4s out there right now. So,
yeah. And, I mean, the thing is, it seems like once you, I mean, technology, PS4 seems to be running a tighter ship than Xbox right now as far as, you know, graphics and everything like that. They're kind of leading the way, and they're surprisingly easier to develop for than Microsoft. I don't know how that happened, because it was the complete opposite. It was vice versa. For the PS3 and Xbox 360.
I thought they were both about the same, because they're using the same tech in both boxes.
No. But PS3, remember, there was a...
Well, I know. PS3 was a big debacle, but because it was its own proprietary software and hardware. Yeah. But the PS4 and the Xbox One are nearly identical when it comes to developing the games for them.
I heard Xbox One was giving people problems. Maybe that was early on. Maybe it's gotten better since then, so...
And then we got the Scorpio coming out too, so we can't forget about that.
Which we still haven't heard anything about, other than it exists. You know, I want to hear more, but they haven't even given any kind of release date. At least the Switch, you'll give credit to, they're going to release in March.
Scorpio is going to have this like tablet-like screen, and it has these controllers on the side.
Microsoft was just waiting for Nintendo to make their move. Also, because, I mean, look at that. You got the PS4 Pro coming out in a couple of weeks, actually. What is it, coming out the 11th or like the 10th or 11th of November? You have the Switch, the Nintendo Switch coming out in March, and still no word on Microsoft on when the Scorpio is coming out. And who knows, all we know is it's going to be a powerful system. I don't even think specs were really announced.
No, they didn't. They just said it was going to. It's going to be the most powerful gaming system you've ever seen. But I think that it's just a
maybe gaming console.
Yeah, I think it's just a. They're trying so hard to blur the line between PC and console at this point, and I think it's just one more step into that direction to where, you know, they're trying real hard. We'll see what they have inside. But I don't know. It may make me just for the whole games, you know, switching in between playing from my PC to the console, I may end up getting a Scorpio at some point. Probably not though, because then I realize that I already have it on the PC, and then we'll just do this dance again. Ain't that right, Doug?
Mm-hmm.
Doug is just
he's checked out. He's done.
Yeah.
He's ready. Wow. He's ready to go. He's ready to go. I get another cup of coffee.
I was watching a trailer.
You fucking
Netflix. Dick. Netflix just put out a little trailer, and it's "Are You Afraid of the Dark?" And I was like, "Oh my god, please be making a new Are You Afraid of the Dark series, Netflix." It's not. It's just the original show from Nickelodeon. It's coming to Netflix. So that's pretty exciting. Sorry, guys. Because I really wanted it to be a new series.
You couldn't wait 10 minutes?
I mean, we're
almost done.
I don't care about none of this.
It shows. It shows.
You guys are talking about PlayStations and Xboxes, and I've got both, and I don't give a fuck. I'll probably end up buying both new ones, and I'll buy games, and it'll just be, like, you know, every other day of the week, so...
Doug Moneybags over here.
Fucking... Well, what can I say? I went to Best Buy and they were like, "Here's $7,000 limit on your card." And I was like, "Let's buy all the things."
Hey, buy me a Vive while you're at it.
I can't.
Hey, can you get me a new camera? I need a new camera.
My wife says I can't spend any more money on it until I pay the card off.
Well, just put it on the card.
Put it on the card. You don't have to tell her. She's just a wife. Okay.
The first thing I'm going to go get is a new laptop. Not a gaming laptop, another one for recording.
Yeah, he's got like he just doesn't want to carry around a 10-pound baby.
Yeah, I don't want to carry around a fucking iMac back and forth. I ain't got time for that shit.
Our last story is that Razer has acquired THQ, but who gives a fuck? Because Doug doesn't care. Doug doesn't care.
Hold on.
What?
So Razer acquired Toy Headquarters.
THQ, yeah. THX.
God damn it.
THQ is a gaming company.
Yeah, THQ was a gaming company.
They're
like
still
5 years ago.
They still are in my heart.
Never forget.
Pour a little bit out.
Oh man.
THX.
You know, the every time I still love that Simpsons episode where it started with that, or there was like they were in the theaters, they saw it, and it was playing super loud and blowing people back, and you just see Grandpa Simpson like, "What? Turn it up!"
it was created by George Lucas in 1983, and it's really sad that it was purchased by PC gaming company Razer.
They were losing that money too, right? Yeah. No. I'm thinking of Mad Catz.
Yeah, Mad Catz is a big third party.
Yeah.
They're more... The thing with Mad Catz, I think they're more with consoles than they are with PC stuff. Razer's more PC.
Razer, all they're going to do with this is they're going to probably update the logo and put some green fucking LEDs behind it.
Give it some LEDs, give it a slick, like, put a snake back there or something like that.
Some scales.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the last time I went to a movie where I saw them even, like, have this at the beginning or anything. Do they do that anymore?
I don't think they do it anymore. I think that there are THX theaters, but there's
just like a bunch of Dolby Digital stuff.
Yeah, it's all Dolby Digital now, but I think
or the MTX or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think that this is more background nowadays. Like maybe that's why Lucas decided to offload it. I don't know. Why would he get rid of it?
Well, not
he, but Disney.
I don't know if they ever had it. I don't know who was in control of it.
Huh. Yeah. Steve in chat. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, it was because THX was like just another one of his companies, like Pixar was at one point.
Yeah.
Like, it was just another one of his things that he just did.
I was going to say, Steve in chat was saying about going back to Mad Catz, and this is true. Mad Catz went from the jokey, shitty third-party controllers to all of a sudden they're like, "Hey, we make the best arcade sticks on the market," and they really do. Like their Street Fighter sticks are legit.
They took the Kia route, you know. They busted in the market with really cheap shit. They built up some cash flow, and they're like, "All right, let's build a good joystick now."
Yeah, they like use actual quality parts for that, which is hilarious because, once again, you know, when I used to work at the Stop for Games, they had like their product
Kev,
would freak on us the most.
You don't work there anymore.
You can say
you
the
can
name.
Say oh.
GameStop.
Thank
power players.
Power players. Power to the player.
But yeah.
That's what's going to get us in trouble.
That's what, yeah. Our show gets a cease and desist the next day.
Fuck!
But it's true. And also, give a shout out to Steve. He just came out with a new movie, Carousel. Steve Rudzinski, remember we've interviewed him before?
Hey, guys,
so
in the chat right now, you are.
Was
it? Yeah, and they did the Amy Horror Fest.
Yeah,
but
for movie films with Bill Murphy.
This guy right here can put you on. If you're looking to be an actor or an actress and you're in the chat right now, talk to Steve. He'll hook
and
you up.
In like the Pennsylvania area.
Maybe
I
he
believe.
Maybe he won't hook you up. I just said that, so.
But his new movie just came out. We got to do it. We all have to watch it. I've seen it already. I got to find a way to get you guys to see it. It's called Carousel.
Well, we'll just get
Carousel.
It from the
Carousel.
We'll just,
Thank you.
Hey, right. Doug. Doug, just go to the store for us. Just get it at the store.
You
the
can
store.
Download it digitally. I believe it's on Amazon. Suck my dick.
Oh, that's how you get to talk to. Okay. Oh yeah, or talk to me. So sexual favors will get you into his door.
I mean, that's how I got to meet him, so.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that was a given.
Yeah. He didn't, but the crazy thing is he didn't ask for it. He just did it.
Yeah, he's just sitting in a chair one day.
I like to be proactive, you know?
I don't even think you knew he was a director. You're just like, he's sitting down one day.
I was
like,
that is a sweet fucking mullet, sir, and I blew him.
Well, that's our show for the night.
Is that how you and Mike became friends?
Me and Mike? You blew me?
We blew each other.
Oh, it's not on Amazon yet. Okay. Carousel is not on Amazon, listeners. It's soft release. And then hitting a couple of fests, which is awesome, by the way. So we got to get him on the show again and review this. It was a pretty good movie. I liked it. It was pretty fun.
Only if he reviews us.
Just us.
Yeah,
just
we'll trade. We'll trade reviews.
With your hair and your glasses.
What is Ryan's mother reviewing this?
Ryan,
hello.
He's here.
Ryan, where are you in the chat? Did you put on your booties tonight? I know your footsies was cold.
What the fuck?
Anyways, that's our show for the night. I hope that everybody enjoyed it. Come back next week and get some more loving from Ryan's mom.
Whoa!
No, in a good
Wait
way.
Wait a minute!
Oh God! Ed's mother, is that you?
Oh my God! Is it you, Ryan's mother?
Oh, Ed's mother! I've been dying to talk to you.
Oh, I haven't seen you in such a long time, my dear.
Oh, good. Good.
It's been a how are you doing?
Things are great. Let me tell
how
you something. Have you talked to Ryan lately?
I have not talked to Ryan lately. I haven't seen him in a bit.
I've talked to Edward.
What? He doesn't even answer my call.
I've talked to him. He says that he can't talk to you anymore because of your smoking habit.
Well, okay, that's fair. I mean, I've only been doing it for the last 65 years.
Yeah, he's
by the way, I am 64.
When did Ed's mom sound like a Batman villain? Like in a Batman video game?
From the beginning.
Yeah, as soon as it's out of the womb, even the cries sounded like it.
Where's the bat?
Well, Ed has unfollowed us on Patreon.
That's crazy, Ed. Edwin, my dear sweet boy, please call your mother.
Please call him. She's worried about you, Edward.
Listen,
I'm really, really missing you. I know I just saw you a couple of weeks ago, but your father and I, we really miss you.
Edward, yep. Ed's mother, do you know what I had to buy him the other day because you haven't been around?
What's that?
I had to buy him his...
Was it toilet paper again?
Yes. What the fuck? He's not able to wipe any longer because of you.
We have a pool.
I had to get Ryan in the same bathroom as him to show him how it's done.
Get him in the bathroom?
All right, let's go. Let's get out of here.
I think we're done.
Thank you.
We're done. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Love, hugs, and, all that shit.
H-J's.